You're on. Did I put it down somewhere? Obviously didn't. Good. So, well, thank you so much for your welcome. Susanna, my wife, has been actually through a year of treatment, and so at the moment she's still very much in recovery, so her apologies for not being here today, and our boys have all flown the nest, so I have no idea where they will be, but... It's a real joy to be here. Wow, look at this. Your church is like my church. When we start, there's about two of us. And after the second song, the place is full. So this is great. Really wonderful to be here today. Pastor Christine, others, one or two in Wynn, won't know this, but my associations actually with this area are very deep. So when I was watching that slideshow, so beautifully put together, I was very moved. My grandfather lived in Hayes. He actually managed Hayes Town Football Club for a number of years. Yes, he had a business in Ealing. My father had a business, steel business, in Southall. When we were growing up as children, we lived out in Chaplain St. Peter. Not too far away. That's where I was raised. My mother would drag, some of you young children, you haven't been spared this, I should think. I was dragged to Uxbridge most Saturday afternoons for a carpet shop or curtains. And oh, that was appalling. So Uxbridge, I drove through Uxbridge to get here. I broke into a cold sweat. But I can remember... just indulge me a little bit, don't worry, this isn't going to be a trip nostalgia, but I can remember when the Civic Town Centre was built. Some of you will know, was that the 1970s, 80s, I think it was? That big, huge building and all the controversy around that. And this is how far back my memory goes with this area. And with this, I will get on to what I want to talk about. But I can remember as about a six-year-old. Anyone 6 years old here, 7 years old? I can remember about your age, my father taking me to see Hillingdon Borough play a football match. And I can even remember the colours of the team, your team, if you're a Hillingdon fan. There were, in those days, it was like a band across there of claret and blue, and he had a friend called, I can even remember his name, John Collins, I think it was. I was trying to Google him last night, who played for them. So I can see it now. So wherever they played, it was somewhere near here. And so I have very strong, deep associations with this area. And here's what I want to say. I can remember, right, just to finish my little trip down memory lane, so I can remember this building. I used to come here in the late 90s, early 2000. And I think I'm right, and it was a longer room, wasn't it? So you've fattened out a bit. That's what you've done. And I just think it's stunning. It's one. You're all stunning. But I think this is a stunning thing that you've done here. Really, really wonderful. And I'm glad I can make the contrast. And I can imagine it will be a wonderful blessing both to this church as a congregation, as a Christian community, and I suspect, if I know anything about you, and I've shared with Wynn over the years, I suspect also your real heart is the community around you. And so this building, I'm sure, will be well used for that. Great building, great facility, wonderful technology, it works. Lovely sound desk, great toilets. I went to an opening of a building once. It was the first time I'd encountered light-sensitive toilets. It scared the living daylights out of me. So wonderful facility, wonderful building. We give thanks to God. All the while remembering talking about remembering, we remember that the church, I know I can say this here, I'm preaching to the choir. The church is not a building, it's people in the presence of the Spirit. And the church is not a building, what is it? The church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, well, you know that anyway. The church is not a facility even, but the church is people, people. Or to use the language of the Apostle Paul in this chapter, it's a body, it's living. I noticed a little note coming out, living stones. So if we're going to talk about stones, bricks and mortar, let's talk about living stones. It's a real live community, and that without the people, it is just a building. I feel a little bit hesitant to say this on the opening dedication of this wonderful facility, but I feel sure that this is what you also believe. So we give thanks to God. We're wonderful, fantastic facility. Gosh, everyone looks so much better in a good building, don't they? But it is a building. And in fact, if you ever get groups coming in here from the communities, I'm sure you will, because they'll want to see this place. And news will get out there and people will, you know, talk. And then once in a while, you might even get a school party coming in. Five or six, they might be doing a project on churches in the area. And so their teachers will take them to various denominations. Do you have denominations in Hillingdon? Probably have hundreds of them. So they'll go to the Catholic Church, and they'll go to the Baptist Church, and they'll go to the Anglican Church, and then they'll see, because there's a notice on the road there, Hillingdon Pentecostal Church. So you might get a visit. I suspect you will, from a school party. And they'll come in here, into the sanctuary, and they'll all go very quiet, because it's a sanctuary, it's a holy place. And the teacher will be very sure that they're respectful, which I actually think is good. Then they'll sit in these rows. And I want to offer, whoever's going to take that tour, I want to offer you a line from my predecessor at Millmead, one of my predecessors, who used to do this. And we do this from time to time. So they all come in and they'll line up and they'll sit down. And then he'll say, this is what he used to say, "I understand that you've come to see the church." Well, I'm really sorry to disappoint you, but they're not here. And all the kids go, "What? They're not here." I mean, if you come on Sunday, you might see a few of them, quite a lot of them actually. And if you come during the week, we have different things. You might see a few of them then. But at the moment, they're at home, they're in schools, they're in colleges, they're in hospitals, they're in the city, they're working, they're in London, wherever. They're not here. I think that's quite lovely, isn't it? And actually, it's a very profound point. So the building today is about the building, but today is really about you and about what God has been doing among a people. And I know, because I know a little bit about Pentecostalism, I know that as well as everything to do with the spiritual gifts that we had read to us from that passage, I mean, what other passage could I bring to you? And the diversity of gifts and speaking in tongues and all of that wonderful stuff that is tied to your denomination and which you have a responsibility to keep fueling among the Christian community, the genius of the church, the genius of your church will be not this wonderful facility, nor even speaking in tongues, dare I say, but it will be the love of the grace of Jesus among you as a people. And I'm hearing lots of amens because I know I know you believe this. But I want to say also this today. I want to suggest to you that if the genius of the church is the people, you, and not the quality of the technology, right? If that's the genius of who you are, if that's the heart of what you're about, I want to suggest to you that the impact of the church, your church, is that we're not when we talk about a people, we're not talking about monochrome. Do you know what I mean by that? We're not just talking about one kind of person. I mean, I'm looking out on you today, and I can see that. That we are talking, when we talk people, when we talk a body, as Paul talks in this chapter, we're talking about people from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of ethnicity, all kinds of communities, all kinds of social backgrounds, all kinds of ages. To put it in the context of Corinthians, Jews, Greeks, male, female, slave, free. If you pick up the same idea in Colossians, barbarians, any barbarians here today? Scythians. All kinds of people. Now, the church that I have the privilege of leading, last count, we had about 30 different nationalities in a town like Guildford. Pastor Christie, how many nationalities here? Anyone know? 20? 20, 30? So we're talking about a whole diversity of people, of backgrounds. In my church tomorrow morning, I'll look out on the congregation, there'll be people from Iran, there'll be people from Syria, there'll be people from West Africa, there'll be people from, last Sunday we baptized a woman from Nicaragua, we baptized a woman from mainland China, we have Hong Kong students. It's phenomenal what God is doing in our country. Now, if you have a certain kind of politics, I don't want to raise politics this afternoon, if you have a certain kind of politics, that kind of ethnic mix is not good news. I mean, these are really strange days that we're living in. I've never known days like these, and worrying days. And if you have a certain kind of view about this, that is that kind of, this kind of diversity is not good news. It's a threat. But if I read the New Testament correctly, the fact that God at this moment in time in our country, the United Kingdom, is forming, and this is not unique, communities of people like this from all kinds of different backgrounds and ethnicity and social class and generations, I want to say to you, this is the most, one of the most powerful evangelistic witness that we have. Because the only way you can explain the unity of such a community of all kinds of people and backgrounds, like you are, as I'm looking at it, the only way you can explain it to people is the resurrection of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit. That is the only way. Otherwise, the whole thing just breaks up into 1,000 different pieces, doesn't it? One of the greatest New Testament scholars in my generation, Gordon Fee. I'm sure I've read some of Gordon Fee. He says it even more strongly. If you think I'm raising my voice, you've heard nothing. And Gordon Fee, one of the foremost New Testament scholars, he talks about this, and I've heard him preach this. He says of this, if we have churches of just one kind of people, you know, people like me, white, 55, sad Burnley supporter, you know, if we just have churches of one kind of person, if we create churches that are niche, do you know what I mean by that? People like like me. Churches that are just students. Churches that are just young people. Churches that are just from one ethnicity. Maybe for the sake of evangelism, that has a lot going for it. But he says this. If we just create communities of one kind of people, which is very popular now in a town like Guildford, he says it this way. How do you know the gospel's working? How? That's easy. Easy for me to create a church of people who agree with me and look like me and talk like me and think like me. That's easy. We call that a club. The only thing that explains why 20, 30 different nationalities come together and feel this pulse of love and grace and hope is because of the death and the resurrection of Jesus and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit who binds us together. By one Spirit, we are baptized, Paul says, by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek, male, it doesn't really matter where you come from. And then this wonderful moment where you go somewhere. I travel a little bit. Not half as much as on my PR stuff, but sounds better, doesn't it? But, you know, when I travel, and you turn up in a place, and these people are brothers and sisters. You've never met them before. It's the power of the Spirit who binds us, brings us together. And this is how we know the gospel is working. And this, I want to suggest to you, on this dedication Saturday, will be a powerful witness, if not the most powerful witness that you will bear in this area of Hillingdon Borough at this time in the history of the United Kingdom. That by the Holy Spirit, God is forming communities of people saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, who learn by the Spirit to overcome these walls and these barriers and these borders and these walls that everybody's putting in place. This could be, this is our time. Somebody said to me the other day, oh, isn't it a terrible time? I said, no, this is the best time to be around. This is the best time. This is our time as a church to demonstrate to the principalities and powers of this world what it is like to live together under the lordship of Jesus Christ. Is that worth an amen? I'm sure that is worth an amen. I'm sure you believe that. Yeah. So God bless you, Hillingdon Pentecostal Church. I was about to call you Hillingdon Baptist Church then. Only because that's where I come from. May you be a sign to this community of the gospel. May this church facility and building, which is so beautiful, be a place of welcome, as we sang earlier, and hospitality. May the building itself, its expanse, do something to our hearts. I truly believe buildings can do that, you know? May the people be in it, like you, be vibrant, bring all that you can bring. We have West Africans in our church, and I keep saying to them, look, we were just talking about this before the service, look, I know we, you know, people like me, we're not very, well, I'm pretty demonstrative, but some of my friends aren't. We want you to be as you are. So come on, sing up, dance, do it. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. One of my Ghanaian friends in church, she said, I don't understand you people. You sing about dancing, but you don't dance. You sing about joy, but you look miserable. So may you be vibrant, and may you continue to be a people from every tribe and nation. And finally, may I ask this of you today? Would you pray for us at Millmead? Because I don't know if you're aware of this, Pastor Christie, but we are in just about to press the button on the final phase of a major refurbishment program. We've been now 6 years into it, and this is the last phase. And so it will take us out of the building for the first time. We've been basically moving around as the building's been transforming, but we've now got to move out. So for the next 9 months, we're going to be worshiping on a Sunday morning as of August the 4th in a school the other side of town. This will be the first time in many, many years that I will be preaching and leading worship and what have you in a school hall. So you'll be pleased to know I've already put my name on the rota to put the chairs out. And there's a lot of excitement around. One of the great things about the school we're going to, it's got on-site parking. Yes! So we're really worried now. We're going to build this beautiful sanctuary and new fellowship hall and kitchens or whatever. And people are going to come back and they're going to complain about the parking because they're parking in Guildford. But you don't complain, do you? No. So pray for us, please. Please, I mean that. Please remember us as we, and I will no doubt share something tomorrow that I've been here, and we'll remember you, not too far away. And can I leave you with this verse? Throughout the 6-7 years of our building project, I don't know why, but I just not felt free ever to preach from the book of Nehemiah. And you think, well, why would you not preach from the book of Nehemiah? It's about a building project. And I don't know why. I've just never felt free to preach through it during this program. Right at the end of the building program, I think it's in the 8th chapter of Nehemiah, the final brick is laid, the book of the law is opened, it's read. Spend the whole day listening to this. So this is a pretty short sermon I'm giving you today. And there was a lot of weeping. People could remember the old days. People could remember when the temple was in ruins. They could remember, you can still see some of those stones today from the destruction. So there's a lot of weeping, a lot of crying, a lot of sense of, you know, we've come a long way. And then Nehemiah just stops them, doesn't he? He says, just a minute, not today. Today is not a day of weeping, right? Today is a day of rejoicing. And then he says to them the verse which I want to leave with you today. Let the joy of the Lord be your strength. May God strengthen you in his joy and bless you. Amen. Amen. Amen.